I love to sing. Just not in front of people I don't know. I don't dare to. Unlike my father. But at home, I always sing. My mother calls me the songbird. She says I inherited my father's voice. That may be true, but I would rather have inherited his courage. My father is really brave.
Day at a college research day. Wah, wah, wah.
It was my older sister's birthday, before our father was sent to war. We had decorated inside with Danish flags, of course. When we were about to sing for her, my father opened the living room windows so that everyone in the street could hear us singing Danish songs. I would never have dared to do that. After all, it's forbidden. My father was arrested and brought to trial, but he didn't care. They don't get to decide what we are, he just said. My mother always cried when one of his letters arrived from the war. We missed him terribly, but he did everything he could to come home to us again. Things I would never have had the courage to do. When he was home on leave, he poured boiling water over his own legs. He tried to injure himself so badly that the Germans couldn't send him back to the front. But after 2 weeks, they did anyway. That's why I'm standing here today, at the mass demonstration. We are not Germans. When I grow up, I hope to be as brave as my father. And maybe one day, I will also dare to sing in front of others.
And then, it happens. The balcony door opens. H.P. Hansen steps out, and the large crowd bursts into cheers. What the many hopeful people don't know is that in 2 years, their struggle will be successful. Southern Jutland will become Danish again. You've been listening to the narrative Footsteps. Explore the park. Find the footprints and experience the other encounters of fate. Stand where they stood. Walk where they walked. Listen. And see the past come to life.